Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 26 of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. My name is VexX, joined with our host, as always, Mr. Johnny Zero.
The People Zero. Thank you for giving me that name, and I love you all. And how are you guys doing tonight? Are you ready for a night of action?
The 6:05 Eastern broadcast, Sunday Night Spectacular. Johnny Zero tonight, the match of the ages, if you will. We have the living dream, John Goodman, facing the one, the only, the nightmare, Michael Knight.
That sounds like a great matchup. I don't know if you guys are American Dream Dusty Rhodes fans, but the living dream. I mean, I don't think of anybody, the Babe Ruth of wrestling. I'm sorry, I can't help it. I'm marking out. Say what you want. Goof me. Say whatever you want. I don't care. I'll take it. I don't care. I'm a man. This sounds like a great match. And it's an excellent matchup, technically speaking, too.
I do not agree at all. Michael Knight will crush him handily. This is a world-class, phenomenal athlete, not an overweight fat guy with a bionic elbow.
I don't know about that.
Well, man, we don't agree, and that's lovely, but you're incorrect in your assessment.
I'm saying power goes to Goodman.
Are you saying power goes to Goodman?
Yes.
Is it because he's 600 pounds, and when he walks up the step, his heart's used to carrying all that weight? Michael Knight is an Adonis, a man carved out of stone. Who is here with his new, fantastic, beautiful mustache to wreak havoc across to make a nightmare out of the dream.
The dream's cardio is better than you think, my friend.
Is it better than I think? Yeah. He can't see his dick without a mirror. That's what I think.
Well, that's all vanity. That's vanity, my friend.
Except it's actual physical girth.
The thing it comes down to is science. Ring science. We haven't seen a lot of Michael Knight here. We haven't seen a lot of Goodman either.
That's my point. At least Michael Knight's an athlete. At least he handily destroyed and dispatched Mr. Drummond last week.
After he took a 5-week beating down their feet in the zombie warriors at the hand of Grady, the witch doctor.
None of which is my fault. Definitely not your fault.
I understand that.
And most notably not the Bloody Stash Crew's fault, sir. That is below their
pay
grade.
Now we see what? Now we see where journalistic integrity, my friend.
No, this is a fact of life. You see, Michael Knight, the Nightmare, is part of the Bloody Stash Crew.
And your golden platinum microphone.
And look at your
microphone,
which is exactly the same color, made from the same
people. I agree.
Because Pat Morita.
I want to make a show.
Because Pat Morita had our original equipment destroyed.
I want to entertain the people. And
Corporal Punishment came to remove everyone from the ring, and Pat Morita stands there, and he's like, oh, Pat Morita, and I'm trying to hit on this chick. Oh, maybe John will take me home. And then what happens is they shoot the fire to get Pat Morita out of the ring. He doesn't belong there, and then the sprinklers go off and destroy my microphones.
What are you talking about?
I'm telling you exactly
Pat
what happened.
Pat Morita, one of the greatest workers in the world.
In the world?
Yes.
How dare you, sir?
Absolutely.
The man's 4'2". I can't take anyone seriously who's 4'2".
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
The crane is his finishing mover?
It's nothing.
No, he really, there's the one in the movie and the one he really does in the ring are two different things.
It is a joke, sir.
You're crazy. He does a 720 when he comes back around, kicks them four times in their head.
It's no kiss of death, I'll tell you that.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go.
The ultimate in finishing move technology.
No, dude.
Instituted by the first bishop of wrestling, the one and the only Michael Brady.
Wow.
Thoughts and prayers.
What happened to that? Can we recap the Brady Engel match?
What would you like to discuss?
I'm just saying, what happened?
The fact that you flipped a coin and magically, because I didn't see the coin, you flipped the coin, it went to heads three times, and then he just handily defeats Brady.
So you mean...
I'm saying you're cheating, sir. I'm saying you're highly suspect, you're a tabloid reporter, and I'm telling you to your face.
So you're saying that the fact that one of the band houses, we won't say that on the air, that you were invited to flip coins and decide who wins, and you didn't do it, and I showed you every time, and you saw them from more than, 5 feet away. You're saying that because Engels made Brady tap like a... So you're saying that that's not...
This is the worst commentary I have ever heard my entire career speaking on a microphone.
This
is a car crash. This is fraudulent. And this is
sad. It might just be.
And moving right along, the headlining match...
But I know who won that match.
Moving right along, like I said, the headlining match of the 6:05 Eastern broadcast tonight will be the world heavyweight champion, Charlotte Engels, facing off against the one and only Corporal Punishment.
That would be a good match.
It's going to be a phenomenal contest, actually.
The world's last real man, Charles Ingalls.
The world's last real man is Corporal Punishment. He used to be a face. He was disrespected. He was looked over. He wasn't included in Mount Stashmore. He wasn't included anywhere. Did I say Mount Stashmore? I meant Facemore.
Yeah.
Oh, Freudian slip. But the man, if he grew a mustache,
that's a hell of a Freudian slip.
If he grew a mustache, perhaps he could be part of the Bloody Stash crew. He's a phenomenal athlete. He brandishes a fantastic weapon. The Sheik thing freaks me out. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not a fan of the Sheik thing. But hey, what are you going to do?
You know, I think you found one thing that we can agree on. It freaks me out.
The Fourth Reich. Very disturbing.
He's Sheik Abdullah.
I can't even say it. I refuse to say it.
Cleaver. And he's got, but the thing about it is, he's grown like kind of a Fu Manchu, similar to Michael Knight. You're the guy we just
your,
saw.
I like your. You throw your in there. Listen, Michael Knight is the nightmare, a fantastic athlete carved out of stone to bring the nightmare over the living dream, the fat guy who can't see his dick without a mirror.
Yeah, but he handled them pretty heavily. He seems like a mad trucker.
Recently returned to ABC television with Roseanne.
Hey, he's a disgruntled wrestler. Yeah, he's still working.
It's a sad state of affairs, my friend.
But he's still working.
Yeah? The Hoff had the number one television program planet Earth.
Movie?
It was a movie, number one. It wasn't a show.
It's
fucking atrocious. He can't bat left-handed. Did you see the fucking film? It's atrocious. Also, ironically enough, the woman who played his girlfriend in the movie, she's a super lesbian now. You know why she's super lesbian? She had a fucking hangout with John fucking Goodman, the living dream.
What does someone's sexual orientation and
you're the one who brought it up. I'm telling you.
Have to do with that.
You brought it up. It's sad.
Okay.
It's sad. Tabloid reporter. Why would you go there? I don't know.
No, I'm just saying.
But you're like, oh, remember the movie he was in? Yeah, he was in a movie.
I liked the original Babe Ruth story.
From 1956? Fuck that movie, too.
I liked it, too.
That movie. It's atrocious. Yeah. He runs in with the puppy. Where's Billy? I got a puppy for Billy. La 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 la. Fuck that movie. Moving right along.
Anyway, but if you want to talk about how what her lesbian status is.
It's true. She's super dyke. Super.
Well, who cares?
You brought it up.
I didn't bring it up.
You did bring it up.
I mean, like, that's what's going on. That's why Kathleen Kennedy on Star Wars. That's why they're doing this thing with Brie Larson and making the biggest mistake.
So cutting. This is the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. And Johnny Zero, there's breaking news in relation to the future of this federation. We have not had a pay-per-view event in quite a long time. And today, the breaking news is we get to represent, we get to explain, we get to tell the audience about the $1 million Memorial Crockett Cup pay-per-view event.
It sounds amazing.
I'm going to say that again for you, sir. It is a $1 million Memorial Crockett Cup pay-per-view event.
I heard you the first time.
I'm sorry. That was really for the audience. It wasn't for you. I do apologize.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm very excited because what I want to stress is it started out with 80 tag teams. There were 80 tag teams, Johnny Zero.
Yes. From all over the world, folks. This is TV Dads from every culture, with the exception of Antarctica, I think we hit every continent, right?
Sure.
In the elimination rounds and so forth?
80 tag teams that have been whittled down through competition and matches throughout the world that have taken us down to 20 matches. I'm sorry, 20 teams heading off in 10 matches. And the winner, as it shakes out at the very, very end, will walk away with $1 million and a check, which is presented by a special guest. No one will let us know who the special guest is. I assume it's the First Bishop of Wrestling, Mike Brady. He is the greatest star in our league today. So it would make a lot of sense if it was him. If he happens to win, because he's still in competition, he can present himself the check, which is a beautiful thing. Thoughts and prayers.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. I've never seen such wrestling. Again, this reminds me of the greatest pay-per-view of all time, in my opinion, was the 87 Crockett Cup, just doing my YouTube research. And this action that we've seen, folks, is just, it's amazing.
Now, Johnny Zero.
Was there a clunker in the bunch?
No. This was 80 tag teams. Now, I'm going to read off to the audience what the next few rounds will be on the actual broadcast, the pay-per-view.
Yes.
And these gentlemen have to wrestle numerous times in a day to get to the Crockett Cup.
And please, guys, remember, some of these guys are not all signed by TVDWF. We had people come from different continents. I mean, this is a big, big deal. We've gotten it down to the final bunch, and we're gonna bring that to you the best we can. And like I said, we're the major league of professional wrestling. I mean, TV dad wrestling. There's no second.
Okay. The first match of the event for this round that will be televised in the pay-per-view event, which is 2 weeks from today.
I can't wait.
Which will be the $1 million Memorial Crockett Cup pay-per-view event, will be the team of Charlotte Ingles and James Evans.
Charles Ingles.
Facing off against the World Tag Team Champions.
Can you give the guy respect and just call him Charles Ingles?
No, I shall not. The true World's Heavyweight Champion is Mike Brady. Everybody knows it. You know it. Ingles knows it. And no, sir, I will not.
The reigning, defending, and fighting champion going all around the world that has beaten everybody in the ring, maybe not with mic skills, maybe not with a catchphrase, maybe not with a bishop entrance, maybe not with all that, but he did it with spit and grit.
Man. So the point being, sir, is that Ingles and Evans are teaming up against the Militants.
God,
and for me, the wrinkle would be, and for me, is that the Militants have the heavyweight tag team championship. They are a superior tag team to Ingles and Evans.
You know, I don't know of other than there's some house shows Ingles and Evans have worked on that are really good. But they are not in a designated tag team. I'm sure that Evans and Michael, they're brothers. I think Ingles and Evans are brothers too. I mean, you know.
Okay.
James Evans. I don't know. I'd like to see that.
Please bear with me. Yeah. There's only so much time remaining in our broadcast, and you and I have to express what's happening in this phenomenal, the $1 million Memorial Crockett Cup pay-per-view view in 2 short weeks from today.
Yes.
Another match, or the second match, I should say, in relation, this is the remember, we started with 80 teams. Yep. Or I'm sorry. Yeah, 80 teams.
Yes.
And we've broken it down, and these are the remaining 20.
Yes.
So it's Shipwrecked facing off against the Rhinestone Cowboys.
The Rhinestone Cowboys, finally, and they're naturally called that.
Well, it's a team effort. Some people are saying, in fact, that the Rhinestone Cowboys are the favorite to possibly win the $1 million Memorial Crockett Cup pay-per-view.
It's very possible with the way they do that, flying the glitter from above. I got to admit.
Double glitter from above, sir.
Yes.
Yeah. And the thing of it is.
Do they have a name for that?
Double glitter from above.
Yeah, okay.
And the thing of it is, Shipwrecked is definitely in a downward spiral. They've lost their heavyweight tag team championships. They lost their management. It's been a weird couple of months for Shipwrecked.
Yeah, but I wouldn't still count them out because they are very resilient. Skipper and Gilligan, they find a way to work stuff out.
I don't know if I agree. The next match on the docket will be the Real Frankensteins, of a team that we both sincerely adore, facing off against the Royals.
I'm going to have to go with, on this one, I'm going to have to go with the Real Frankensteins.
And so would I, except they're going to fucking cheat. You know they're going to cheat.
Yeah, that's
the. So there's a good chance.
Yeah.
If they, all right, so if we could just
And Springer's letting this shit happen, so.
Dude, well, Springer doesn't exist. He's been running. We have a whole, like.
Or whoever.
There's a civil court case action happening in relation to the shooting of one Stashberg, the bloody Stash crew. Mr. Brady could possibly own the TV Dads Wrestling Federation when this is all said.
Did you hear that, folks?
It's a possibility.
Folks, did you hear that? Unbelievable. Breaking news.
It's a possibility. They're going to sue them, so this could happen.
Holy shit.
The next match for the evening, again, this is for the $1 million Memorial Crockett Cup pay-per-view, will be Urban Folklore facing off against the Nightmare, Michael Knight, and Stashberg.
Huh.
Now, here's what I want to say. If you are a fan, like all of us are, of the Bloody Stash crew, you know that Michael Knight technically was brought in to take the place of Stashberg in the stable. And now that Stashberg's been cleared to return to the squared circle.
Well, he's still recovering from a gunshot wound.
No, he's been cleared. He's okay.
It was a minor wound, but still, a wound is a wound.
No, when you're as powerful and as all-encompassing as Stashberg,
I agree.
This is merely a small issue that he can overcome easily.
He's a devastating wrestler, but if you get him, if you can last more than 10 minutes with him, I mean, I think.
Now, I must speak the truth. Though Michael Knight is a phenomenal athlete, a fantastic competitor, and Stashberg is as well, they do not have the continuity that Urban Folklore would have.
Yes.
Who've been together for a long time.
Bunker and Sanford are part of the foundation on which this federation was built upon.
Now, if Sanford is as weak as if you've been portraying him lately.
Didn't say weak physically, just he's had a lot going on. He's got another man claiming that his children, he's got another man claiming that he kept him out of the TV Dad
Wrestling
Federation.
That's true. That's a Grady situation.
you know, that's a lot, man. And plus he sees his son going, you know, with the BSC, with Brady. Brady's pretty much a lapdog at this point.
I disagree with that scenario.
I don't know. Somebody made a joke to me and said, how do you know when Mr. Brady's in town?
How do you know?
Lamont's holding his suitcases.
I have a Johnny Zero joke for you.
What?
If you don't like Johnny Zero's mood, just wait a minute.
What's
that?
What does that mean?
That means that you're all over the place.
Boom, boom, psh.
Now, they have changed the billing.
Yeah.
I have been advised by the management staff of the TV Dads Wrestling Federation that I can only refer to the next performance duo as the Mighty Luchadors.
The Mighty Luchadors. Yes, absolutely. And I would like to see, I'm curious about this Lopez-Ricardo thing. Ricardo is clearly one of the best wrestlers in the world. World championship caliber.
These guys should be cutting my lawn. I don't know why they're in the wrestling ring.
What are you doing?
I don't understand how they're competing. I don't know who would let them be a part of the $1 million Memorial Crockett Cup pay-per-view. They just don't belong in the ring.
They're the Caribbean.
They're groundskeepers.
They're Caribbean United.
The groundskeepers do not belong in wrestling. I'm just saying.
These are the Caribbean and South American unified.
So the home of landscapers. They're the best landscapers in all of Landscapia.
No. I didn't say that.
But I am saying it definitively.
I'm not.
I don't know why they're in this.
I've done landscaping.
I don't understand it.
That it does, has nothing to do with the
they should be cutting
racial
my lawn.
Background.
Now, they're facing
like
off against the Fourth Reich Corporal Punishment Tag Team.
Yes, with Sheik Abdul Cleaver.
Is that his name this week?
Because
it changes with the
wind. I can't pronounce the whole thing. Okay? It's like Sheik Abdul Muhammad, something like that.
So we've got the groundskeepers facing off against the Fourth Reich.
Yes, and he has grown a Fu Manchu mustache, much like...
Now we're leaving
Hasselhoff.
The wrestler of Mr. Arnold, kind of at... We're not mentioning him per se, but he is called Corporal Punishment, but so is the tag team. They're called Corporal Punishment.
Yes, which is great because he finally gets to be the star, where it's usually been he's the bodyguard for Cleaver. This time it's, you know... I like that. I think that's... I mean, I'm not saying I like what they stand for, but... It's nice to see. They could be a sleeper team. That's all I'm saying.
The next duo. You know, these guys.
Heel wise.
These guys with a bullet, I'm rooting for them. It's Gomez Adams and Grandpa Munster.
Yeah.
And they're facing off against JR and Bobby Ewing from the TV show Dallas.
Yes.
Now, they haven't made an appearance previously in the TV Dads Wrestling Federation, but. They definitely have been a part of the whole thing from the beginning.
Yes.
The 80 tag teams,
yep.
And they've whittled their way down.
Yep.
And they're going to be prominently featured on the pay per view. What do you think about that?
I think it's excellent. I think after because I follow the territories too, and I know that Clampett, after that feud with Uncle Jesse Duke from Dukes of Hazzard, linked up with J.R. Ewing because he you know all of a sudden he sprung money and you know sprung oil and you know black gold Texas tea you know and all that stuff. And I just don't think Bobby is quite as dirty as him. And I just, you know, another team. There's something explosive happening, just like Lopez and Ricardo.
In my humble opinion, you cannot compare someone as wealthy as J.R. Ewing to a bunch of landscapers. I have no idea why you would say
man,
these words.
That is so racist.
That is
man.
The sole opinion of one Johnny Zero and not the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast.
Hey, look, I know Redden Pega.
Rallin Pega! Cut my grass, motherfucker.
Ricky Ricardo has started a school up here on the in the East.
Sir, we aren't even on that.
Champions.
That's like one match ago. You want to compare J.R. Ewing, a multi billionaire, to a landscaper, and I do not agree with your synopsis.
Well, you're talking about two brothers. I know Lopez and Ricardo are not brothers, but they have been raised together and trained together at the same capoeira dojo.
Now, we're speaking about brothers, right?
Yeah.
The next match
are
the Beaver Crew.
Yes.
Wally and the Beaver.
The Beaver has, look, I know he took his whipping from Mr. Big, which was set up.
Was it set up?
Well, he went down and he fought Tattoo in a blood match. Man, he's bled in every match so far, dude.
But listen, this is important.
The kid's coming up.
But this is important. So the Beaver Crew is facing off against the Mack Truck Bernie. Is that what that is?
Mack Truck Bernie,
Bernie Mac.
Yeah.
And the Lost Cunningham brother.
Yes.
Both of whom are managed by Shady Grady.
That's it. Shady Grady, the witch doctor voodoo master himself with the Lost Cunningham and Bernie.
I got to tell you.
Mack Truck Bernie
and the Lost Cunningham boy,
dude,
who is a tremendous competitor.
Yes.
Might be a favorite. A dark horse, if you will.
I would think
for
so.
The $1 million Memorial Cup pay-per-view.
I would think so. I mean, let's see, Wally and the Beeve. I mean, how much has they been beat by their own father? I mean, you saw June's, or you heard about that on the indie scene, about June's face being shattered. And
she's a whore.
And
she loves the Craigslist.
Wally's knee, and you know.
You know, stop! You're killing me. The next match.
He's an abusive father.
I couldn't speak on it. Don't care. The guy's a weird Muslim now. Whatever. Okay. And you're telling me not to be racist and prejudgmental when he's part of the Fourth Reich. I might add. Now, Joan Ritter and John Goodman, a lovely couple, are going to take on. I don't even know how we call them anymore. Is it Jamie Lawson and Ted Lawson Bundy?
No,
the Lawson boys, or are they officially the Bundys?
It's the Bundys, because he, in Legally Fans, Ted Lawson beat Bundy solo, as he was being called, or Al Bundy, for the name. He put that on the line. This
That's
is
amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's terrible. What is Al doing? Like, oh, he's in the tournament earlier, right?
But I believe, well, he's gone. He's been eliminated. But I feel that he's an alcoholic now, and he's not really doing much.
Poor
and, and he's definitely obsessing over the whole Han Solo thing. And the fact that Solo got killed two movies ago in Star Wars is not sitting well with him.
Yeah.
Now, this summer, the Solo movie, you know, the action film comes out.
Yeah.
I don't know how he's going to feel about that.
I won't be there.
He's quite upset. Now, who knows? For all we know, he could have, like, he's like Han Solo's father in the film. We don't know what he's been doing.
You know, that could be happening.
I mean, if that's going to happen, it would really go to the first Bishop
it would
of wrestling.
Be, it,
let's be
I
honest.
Mean,
like, that's an actor who's been in every Star
no,
Wars
No, man, but
since
listen,
inception.
Man. But wouldn't that make sense to have? I mean, he's just lost his son. Bud just died.
But the movie was filmed a year ago, like before the whole murder happened. Like,
I don't understand that, but I mean, this guy needs a break. I mean, like, Ted Lawson destroyed him, and it was his family. He has a name contract on the line to legally change his name. He cannot. He has to be. What is he calling himself? He can't call himself Al Bundy now.
He's Bundy Solo.
How did that? No, he can't use the word Bundy.
Oh, so it's Al Solo. I'm
I guess.
Sorry.
Is that what it is? I don't know. I'm asking you.
He's just the Solo.
Maybe.
He's by himself now.
Maybe.
Moving right along.
We'll get back to you on that, fans.
My favorite team, hands down, competing in the $1 million Memorial Cup pay-per-view event.
Yes.
Is of Keaton and Psycho Lithgow, who's now become Wild Thing Lithgow.
Yes. The Wild Thing.
Now, you and I, we both interviewed Mr. Lithgow.
Absolutely.
I believe that the Dark Magician, Mr. Keaton, has been working and has sued the Psycho Beast, if you will.
I could see that happening. What was the film that you were referring?
Oh, Of Mice and Men.
Of Mice and Men. And who wrote that?
I don't know.
Was that John?
Mike Brady?
J.C. Kerbeck?
I think it was Mike Brady.
Kerbeck or something?
Mike Brady wrote Of Mice and Men?
Fans, write in and tell us who wrote
that. He's very prolific.
Lon Chaney.
They're facing off against Cop Lives Matter.
Cop Lives Matter.
Griffin and Fife.
Griffin and Fife. Now, here's where I think that... I just see Griffith as being a guy that for justice, even though it's not popular. But I see Fife as being like one of those dirty cops.
We've had discussions off microphone about this, and I'm telling you right now that Cop Lives Matter are a heel team. They're in cahoots with the management, which is Jerry Springer and the Springer Mafia, and they are definitely in cahoots with that crooked judge that let Lawson off the hook for the murder of Wadden Bud Bundy.
I agree with you. I just don't see that Griffith once it. It probably takes him a while to get something, but when he gets it, I think it will be all right. I'm going with Lithgow, and I like that team too, the Lithgow team.
Now, John, this is hands down my absolute favorite team in the entire tournament. Now, I don't think they're going to win per se.
Go ahead.
But they have ably gotten through the first several rounds.
Your Lasertron Jimmy Valiant, so to speak.
No.
Like an odd team. But from 87 Krakow, like they're oddball team, but you're just rooting for them, but you doubt they'll win.
No, Johnny Zero.
It's an analogy. Sorry.
I can give you the return of the one, the only, that 70s tag team featuring the pairing of Henry Winkler and Mr. Red Foreman.
Right on.
What are your thoughts?
Right on Red. I think it's going to be great to see Red back. How did he get reinstated?
Here's what happened. Winkler lost his job. He was out of wrestling, correct?
Yes.
Then we had Povich, who had a step down, a mega sexual scandal.
Sure.
We don't know what happened exactly, but he's gone.
Right.
But Springer has to bring back the only qualified human being on the planet Earth to do that job previously, and that is Mr. Winkler. Winkler understands what it's like to be out in the cold, to be out of his wrestling.
What is his official status?
To be out of his element. Let me finish my damn story, sir. And he reaches out to Red Foreman, and he has him brought back in. And together, they've defeated several rounds of competitors, and they are now in the finals of the $1 million Memorial Cup.
Is Winkler going to be the Fonz?
No.
So this is just like regular Winkler?
He's the best.
Okay.
They're facing off against Tony Soprano and Hitman Danza.
I think the Springer Mafia is going to destroy them.
I think they're going down. I think the Springer Mafia has days are numbered. I think they're facing Red Foreman, who they were messing with for months and months and months in the parking lot wars.
It's not Red that I'm questioning. It's Winkler's. If you remember previous episodes, he had left Red high and dry before. Am I correct?
I do not agree with the synopsis. I know what you're speaking of. They're very unique situations that had arrived in the inauguration broadcast of what became the TV Dads Wrestling Federation. If you remember correctly,
yes.
I believe the first match ever televised, ever, was that 70s tag team.
No, I thought that was from Bunker versus Sanford, was it not?
I don't know.
Maybe it was the first tag match.
I thought it was, and clearly you're embarrassing me.
I think you're right. That was the first tag
match. Of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. But the bottom line remains, yeah. I'm excited to see them compete. And I'm excited
back. Too. I am too. I'm glad that Red's back. I don't know how it happened. Is this, question I have, is this from Judge Gwynn?
Excuse me?
Did Fred Gwynn somehow get, well, since, you know, Springer's laying low right now, and obviously controlling things from behind the scenes.
Well, here's how it breaks down, the balance of power. Yeah. With Springer not available, the reality of the situation is that the next person in power would be Winkler. Gwynn's beneath him because he's a judge. This guy's the actual commissioner of the league.
I understand that, but wouldn't that be a conflict of interest if he's acting on this particular night? Like, if he's acting on our special, you know, the beloved Crockett Cup.
Go ahead.
How, if he acts as an in-ring competitor, wouldn't he at least for that 24 hours relinquish his, jurisdiction?
I don't agree, but it is a fine question.
Okay.
And it is a possibility. And I don't have a definitive answer for you.
So that could
be. You're ruining my buzz, frankly speaking. I'm just so excited the 70s tag team, that 70s tag team, has returned to competitive arts.
I'm happy to hear that.
I know, and you're like, oh, well, you know, he's a good guy.
Hey, well, you have to ask these questions.
24 hours. And
we had a guy get killed on air, dude.
What's this we? Is there a mouse in your pocket?
I'm talking about Bud Bundy and the gunshot wound with Stashberg. You saw it with your own two eyes. We got blood on our desk.
Just for the recorded record, Vex X disavows any knowledge in relation to the tragic loss. But, and you're laughing over me. You're speaking over me. Again, I disavow any knowledge at all, about the loss of Bud Bundy. Because this is going to be, they're going to get these tapes, they're going to bring them to the court case, and then you're going to be, oh, I got to testify, I'm Johnny Zero,
Don't say that.
Don't say that.
And it's like it was on national television.
And I have no comment. I saw nothing. I was tying my shoes.
I missed the whole thing. I don't make any statements.
You made a statement, and it's recorded, and now it's circulated to our 5,000 strong listeners.
What are you talking about? People already ordering the DVD. They ordered it on pay-per-view. This is like it was just right on national television, dude. Pay-per-view. I mean,
just so we're crystal clear.
Whatever happened.
The VexX and VexX subsidiaries do not or acknowledge any knowledge in relation to the loss of one Bud Bundy. Listen, I disavow that I was even on the premises.
Any man that abuses a girl like Ted Lawson did, they deserve what they get coming to them. That's just my opinion.
Oh, he was acquitted, so that's what you're saying. He deserved to be acquitted.
And that's why I'm wondering how this paper, that's where I was going with, because if Winkler has to relinquish his administrative powers to be an in-ring competitor, then wouldn't that naturally the next person in line be the judge, Fred Gwynn?
How can I speak on matters above my pay grade?
Because he's not in it.
I'm unemployed, unless I'm here for the TV Dads Wrestling Federation. You have a side hustle. You're a tabloid reporter. I am not a tabloid reporter. I would appreciate it if you could perhaps keep that on your side of the table. I'm going to recap this for anyone listening out in the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast, episode number 26. The $1 million Memorial Crockett Cup pay-per-view will feature the likes of Ingles and Evans versus the Militants, Shipwreck versus Rhinestone Cowboys, the Real Frankensteins facing off against the one-time tag team champions, the Royals, Urban Folklore against Michael Knight and Stashberg. the Mighty Luchadors, also known as the Landscapers, facing off against the Fourth Reich Corporal Punishment.
That's it.
Gomez and Al Monster.
Yep.
Is that his name? It's Al? Grandpa.
Grandpa.
Al, that's Grandpa Monster.
See,
facing off against JR and Bobby Ewing.
Yeah.
The Beaver Squad with Beaver and Wally facing off against Bernie Mac and the Lost Cunningham.
Backtrack Bernie and the Last Cunningham.
Miss Ritter and John Goodman facing off against Jamie Lawson and Ted Lawson, the Bundys.
Yeah, and they can actually be called the Bundys.
Legally. Like,
my favorite team, in humble opinion, if I'm a betting man, is the Black Magician, Stephen Keaton, and Wild Thing, John Lithgow, facing off against Cop Lives Matter, Griffith, and Fife.
I gotta be honest. I like the Ingalls and Evans team best, but I can't help it. Wild Thing's, it's infectious. Everybody's kind of, I mean, I've never seen a heel or whatever get over so much. I mean, like, it's like he's almost a face from being. Hey, look. Look, man, puts himself in the camel clutch and hips tosses himself over a 40-foot scaffold, dude. I mean,
and lastly, as Johnny Zero goes and embellishes further and further about Mr. Lithgow, that 70s tag team featuring Winkler and Foreman facing off against Tony Soprano and the hitman Tony Danza.
Yes, absolutely.
And that will be the lineup. Additionally, the featured main event for the $1 million Memorial Crockett Cup pay-per-view will be facing off once and for all for the World's Television Championship, Mr. Bonaducci and Tim the Toolman Taylor.
That's a hell of a match.
It is a hell of a match. That's where all the money's going to be. That's really the money shot, per se, because $1 million is nice, right?
Yeah.
But to the best of my knowledge, this is just a one-off. You win your $1 million and you get the Crockett Cup. And you don't defend it, per se, but you hold on to the Crockett Cup as a team for the full year, and then the following Crockett Cup, you're the number one seed.
I think, well, we'll talk about that in a second, but fans, I think you guys should know that this is a tag team tournament cup. It's very prestigious. And there's a singles main event in between. It's a lot of tag team matches in a row. So this is what we've been waiting for.
Well, the creme de la creme. I want to see who the new TV champion is.
This has
been relinquished. Now, the judge himself has more or less retired from wrestling. Yeah. But the bottom line is he was the first ever World's Television Champion.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you knew this. He is the special referee in the ring for that match.
Wow. I did not.
Frederick Wynn.
Did not know that.
It's a big deal.
Now, where does that sway the outcome?
What do you mean? Explain.
Well, the guy found Ted Bundy innocent.
But justice is blind. So when you go to a court case, if you don't have sufficient proof and you don't prove it in the court of law, definitively, how can one, you know, not be acquitted? Secondly, justice is blind, so he's going to be the referee. So we are guaranteed a fair shake in any regard. He isn't close to either one of those gentlemen. Over the course of his career, he's actually battled them both.
I'm just hoping for a great match. Those guys are both evenly matched, I think.
And that's been a tournament going on for weeks upon weeks upon weeks, and the crescendo is going to be during the pay-per-view event.
Absolutely. I think that's a main event anywhere in the country.
I agree completely.
Even their size, their weight, the technical skill, etc. Will Miss Joni be at ringside with Macho Duce?
I would hope so. She's out of rehab. Now, I got to tell you, there's bad blood here. Do you remember when they appeared together? It was on the Heckler's House back then.
Yes.
And he looked at, you know, Miss Joni's derriere.
Right.
And there was an issue.
Not that she was making it.
I believe she was kind of putting it out there. She was,
she was hiding it or anything.
Prostituting herself, possibly for some kind of a drug enhancement or something of that nature. Because at that time in her life, unfortunately, she was a sick girl.
Yeah. Has she gotten better?
Has she gotten better? Explain.
I'm asking. I mean, has she gotten, you know, is she sick? She, you know, I'm asking.
Recently returned from rehab, but, you know, in this day and age, 2018, what's that mean? You know what I mean? Like, these people pop pills, they have problems. She's a lifelong drug abuser. Mr. Bonaducci is aware of this, and he's a phenomenal competitor. I adore him as a wrestler, but at the end of the day, these are bad choices for his personal life.
Well, fair enough.
You
man.
Can't make a hoe into a housewife, Mr. Bonaducci.
Ah, got it.
And she grew up like a rich girl, you know, Howard Cunningham's daughter. It's just a weird scenario.
Yeah, would you call them? Well, they were upper,
a television show.
They were upper
number
class.
One for many years. What you see on TV isn't how it is. I mean, these are wealthy fucking people. As you nod your head, that doesn't register in the microphone, my friend. All right, so listen, we have a program for you. This is 6:05 Eastern. This is Sunday Night Wrestling.
That's my favorite show.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, in fact, the match this evening is a carryover from the Saturday morning broadcast. If you remember correctly, the living dream, John Goodman, had run into the ring, and he interrupted the wonderful, the powerful, the nightmare, Michael Knight.
Yes, he did. And he jumped the fence and took matters into his own hands. I think he will be fined for that, but he has been signed as a regular wrestler.
It is official. So tonight is his first actual match against the living nightmare. I'm sorry, the living dream against the nightmare. Now, if you can get ready, Johnny Zero.
Absolutely.
We're going to ringside.
Let's do this, man. Are they going to ring the bell or what?
Oh, the theme music.
Ladies and gentlemen,
coming to the ring is the one, the only, the nightmare, Michael Knight. The fans love him, Johnny Zero. He is world famous.
What's up with the Fu Manchu mustache?
That's a part of the Bloody Stash crew. That's how you look. That's the way it is.
Wow, he looks great. He seems to be, he looks like he's an Adonis. I agree with that.
Most definitely.
There we go. Coming to the ring, fans over here.
Oh, look at that. The crowd goes wild.
Dusty!
Ladies and gentlemen, weight unknown from parts unknown, the living dream, John Goodman.
All right, here we go, Connor.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Now Mr. Michael Knight steps out of the ring immediately and goes to the ring floor. He does not lock up his opponent. He's taunting the audience. He's walking around. The ref is starting to do the 10 count. What is happening, Johnny Zero?
Well, it looks like... What is going on?
Come on now! Come on!
The living dream under the bottom rope, and boom! Hits Michael Knight in the back of the head. Michael Knight looks flustered. The dream grabs him by the bottom of the trunks and rolls him back into the wrestling ring.
There we go. Now we can get done. It's time to take care of business, as Dusty would say. Whips him into the rope. We get a bionic elbow, baby.
And shockingly, Michael Knight is unfazed. He stands there, resilient, in the middle of the ring, defiant of the living dream.
Unbelievable.
They do a test of strength, and ladies and gentlemen, here they are locked up in the squared circle in the center of the ring.
I seriously doubt Michael Knight's going to win that.
I don't know. He's holding his ground.
They are standing pretty toe-to-toe there.
And Michael Knight gets thrown.
It looks like he did a low blow first.
Right into the turnbuckle. And we have the living dream drop to one knee because for some reason he must have hurt his ankle or hurt himself. Yeah. You say it's a low blow. I say he's twisted his ankle.
These guys got a Fu Manchu. You just got to watch out, man. Stash crew. But this is match looks good. Looks like Goodman's going in there to work on him. Drops an elbow. Not the flying elbow, but drops one. He seems to be working on that neck area, trying to keep it to a mat wrestling match.
He's doing a head scissors right now to Michael Knight. I don't understand what's happening. Michael Knight puts his foot on the rope, and the referee breaks it. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to break for a commercial. Please bear with us. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Thank you so much for bearing with us. This is episode number 26 of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. In the middle of squared circle, they're just hammering each other. It's become a bit of a Broadway.
Yes.
They're going back and forth. Yes. Michael Knight is very powerful, and shockingly, the living dream is hanging in there.
Yes, he is.
Both men are sweating profusely. Yeah. At this point, Michael Knight has a small trickle of blood over his right eye.
And it looks like Goodman is hooked back on that leg scissors, that standing leg scissors. What is that about? And he does a twist. Oh, they're trying to pull the neck out of Michael Knight. Michael Knight seems unfazed by it, and they go back up to lock again. And it looks like Michael Knight is going to pick up. He's gorilla press slamming.
Oh, my goodness. Look, boom, he hits the canvas.
Yes.
This is amazing. Yeah. Michael Knight ascends to the top rope, and he flies off to do a splash. And, he moved. Michael Knight has missed his target. Ladies and gentlemen, he has missed his target. He's in the middle of the ring. Oh, but if you look at the back, Johnny Zero. There is Stashberg coming towards the ring.
Oh, no.
I don't understand what's happening.
I hear his music, too, playing. Oh, my God.
This is an awful ordeal, to say the least.
He's still wounded, though.
He's got that brace thing on his arm. But is it loaded? Is there a weapon in there?
Yeah.
I don't really know.
The living dream Iron, like,
is
sharp.
The living dream is taunting. Yeah. He is taunting Stashberg from the ring. He's yelling at him. Michael Knight comes up behind him. Bang! The dream right in the back of the head.
No.
The dream drops. He falls to the ring apron. Michael Knight is pushing him to the floor, and he ties up the referee as Stashberg takes something out of that loaded arm.
What is
and
it?
He is beating. I don't know. I can't see it, Johnny Zero.
I'm trying.
He's hitting the head of the living dream.
Oh my God, he's busted open bad. Dude, this guy's juiced hard.
Stashberg has left. He's going back up the ramp and leaving to the backstaging area. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, the ref is counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh my goodness, 10. Ladies and gentlemen, the living dream has been counted out.
No. Your winner from Count Out, the Nightmare, Michael Knight.
Oh, get the music.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, it's so difficult to understand.
Oh, and it looks...
I don't... Oh, the crowd is not happy.
Oh, and he's stomping the dream on the way out. What is that for?
The dream needs medical attention,
yo,
sir.
Yo, man, what are you doing? Y'all won the match, dude. What the hell?
Oh, my goodness.
Come on, man.
Oh, my he's goodness. Gonna be and back. He's left. Michael Knight has ascended.
He's going
to
be back.
Back to the dressing room. I hope a medical staff comes down. Johnny That's Zero, right. I don't know what's in it. We have to break for a small commercial break. Yeah. Hopefully they can climb the ringside area.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, please bear with us.
Yep. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the TV Dodds Wrestling Podcast, episode number 26. They have cleared the ringway. The medical staff has come down and helped the living dream back to the backstaging area.
And he's refusing help.
There's a tremendous laceration. He's covered in blood. But I will say this. The crowd had gone wild. He got to his feet.
Yeah.
And they cheered him like the champion that he will probably prove to be.
Yeah. It's his first match, folks. The living dream will be back. Everybody has to... pop their TV Dad wrestling cherries.
If you will. Yeah. And he definitely got popped like a cherry tonight. There's blood everywhere.
Yeah. Well, it took two men to do it. That's one hell of a bet. That's one hell of a big man. I was surprised at how fast and agile he moved for a man that size.
I agree completely, sincerely. Yeah. The bionic elbow was no joke. I was a little shocked that Michael Knight was unfazed by it so early in the match.
Yeah, well, I mean, Michael Knight, he's obviously been training for this.
Tremendous competitor. I would not put it past him at the age he is. The PEDs had come into his play. He's definitely massive. He's cut. Yeah. He's ripped. He's ready to go. He's a tremendously tall gentleman.
Why the, like, obnoxiously, like, big... bushy Fu Manchu mustache.
Well, Johnny, for us men that can grow them,
yeah.
It's something of a badge of honor. Now, I know that you can't, and someday maybe if you keep shaving, you could get to that point yourself, but the reality of it is that we appreciate it greatly. And
I'll take a neck beard any day.
It's so sad. That's what you get when you're 14. But a man can grow a full, beautiful mustache, and that's why he's part of the Bloody Sabbath crew. And what I love is that Stashberg came out, because Stashberg is now his tag team partner competing in the pay-per-view in 2 weeks from today. For the $1 million Memorial Crockett Cup.
Unbelievable.
Pay-per-view event.
Yeah.
So call your local cable providers.
I cannot wait for this event. It's the greatest wrestling event, in my opinion, in a lot of people's opinion, is of the 80s, 90s. And
is that the ilk? You think the 70s is kind of left out of there?
No, I don't think it is. It's just I don't think those big events started happening like that.
That's true. The first WrestleMania is in the 80s, most definitely.
Last Tango and Tampa. The stuff they would do at, like, Dallas Stadium.
Sure. Texas Stadium was a big
deal. Texas Stadium.
Yeah. That's where our first pay-per-view was held, if you remember. Now, I don't know if you had known this, if we had expressed it earlier, but this Crockett Memorial Cup $1 million pay-per-view event is going to be held in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Nice.
Yes. The Raiders have relocated there. They are now the football team.
And that's the same place they were?
No, I don't think so. It's the Coliseum. I don't know. The Enormo Dome, something downtown, whatever.
Okay.
But the bottom line is Las Vegas, Nevada. And we're going to have a great time there, Johnny Zero. We're going to get there early and be a part of the festivities.
Absolutely. What are they going to have, a halftime show or something like that?
Oh, I couldn't speak on that at this early date. They just really announced
chicks,
it.
Chicks?
Did you say chicks, chicks?
Those chicks that come out with
the chickens
dancing.
Or something? I don't understand.
No, girls come out with the dancing, you know, like the ones where they have the dancing.
Well, in 2018, perhaps we don't discuss that on a podcast.
All right, gotcha.
Now, if you stay tuned for the 6:05 Eastern Sunday night broadcast, the world's heavyweight champion is going to defend the title against Corporal Punishment later on tonight. That is the actual main event of today's festivities.
Actually, if there's anybody can hold Ingles with power, it's him.
He's
been on fire lately.
And you know what happened?
Literally.
Literally, indeed. He was a great competitor.
Flamethrower.
He hung his own in there. He lost a few close matches, unfortunately. And Mr. Arnold got angry, and he changed his whole branding and his standing, and he became a new, improved monster athlete.
Yes.
Absolutely. Now, perhaps, had he been going to try and get on that awful Mount Facemore bullshit, he would have never had the opportunity to be a part of a chase of the world's heavyweight title.
Dude, this guy is... what is he? Is he Nazi? Is he... What is he?
Soviet or something? Like,
he's just angry. I believe. I can't speak on it.
What the fuck is wrong with this guy?
I thought that it was a Nazi thing, and then the partner becomes like a fucking sheik or something.
Yeah, but it's red and black camouflage.
It is. Well, that's for fire. That's what.
Okay, I didn't.
Corporal Punishment does love a flamethrower. Now,
what's the 4R?
We have an undercard event still in the evening. We are going to see. This is interesting.
Okay.
The young beaver who's being trained with great volition by Joan. Is that his name?
Who?
Joan Rivers.
Oh, Joan Rivers is past.
John Ritter.
Hero Lars.
Is training young beaver.
Sure.
Who will face off against
as is Evans and his Ingalls.
Well, will face off against Bundy Lawson, Mini Bundy Lawson.
Oh, nice.
The little fat guy with the shaved head.
That's what he should have taken as his first match. Now they're gonna change it on this time.
What do you mean? Explain.
The last time he came out to fight Ted Bundy. And that's what he wants to be known as, is Ted Bundy, not Bundy Lawson. I'm talking about not
Well, this
Jamie.
Is the kid.
Yeah, no, talking about, this is Jamie. This is
he doesn't like Jamie anymore.
Mini
Bundy.
Got it. So,
Mini Bundy.
The last time he came out there, and remember he came out there against the best wishes of, I mean, they told him, look, kid, you know, you're not ready yet for this kind of match. But I think this one he might be ready for.
I don't know. Bundy's a little sadistic, and he cheats. And
yeah, but at least
remember the electric love from the Mad Scientist when he touched the ring ropes and electrified everything and shocked all these people?
Sure.
It's a weird dichotomy. Beaver's weak. He's young.
At least they're in the same relative weight group, though.
And that's the problem. Mini Bundy's fat as fuck, actually. So, no, they are not in the same weight category.
No, look,
one can
Beaver's
see his dick, and the other one needs a mirror. So, there's no real parallel.
Beaver is beefing up a little bit, and he's got the height and reach advantage.
So, Johnny Zero, we are joining the match, nearly in progress. Go down to ringside. Let's get ready. Ladies and gentlemen, scheduled for one fall with a 20-minute time limit. In this corner, we have Beaver Cleaver facing off against the Mini Bundy. Oh, people love him. People love Mini Bundy. All right, let's ring
him. People love him. What are you talking about? There's people throwing eggs.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen, and they lock up in the squared circle. And it's a test of strength, which is bizarre for such small athletes. I think Mini Bundy may overtake him. Johnny,
I don't know. I let's see. Now he's down to Bundy. He's got Beaver down to one knee. Now Beaver's getting back up. Beaver's, and they're going into the ropes. The referee's going to break it up. Here we go. And Bundy taking a cheap shot.
They lock up again. Mini Bundy gets thrown across the ring. Gets thrown across the ring by the little Beaver Cleaver. And Bundy, who is bald, shows the ref that Beaver Cleaver pulled the back of his hair. But he's bald. I don't understand why he's showing the ref this. Johnny Zero.
What? I don't know either. And why is the referee falling for it? That's the better question.
He's admonishing the young Cleaver.
This is why you need Howard Cunningham in the ring.
It's a Howard Cunningham. My goodness,
he was a great referee.
He is
great referee.
Degenerated. He was at one time the guy who
it's
ran
the Tommy,
everything.
Tommy Davis of TV Dad Wrestling, dude.
You mean Danny Davis? Is that what you meant?
No,
to say?
Tommy Davis.
Danny Davis.
But Tommy. Anyway,
you know there's a wrestling match happening.
Yes.
And you're sitting here obsessing about Danny.
I hear you, but I'm saying what do you want me to do? Mini Bunny has got a headlock and he's just laying on it, a rest hold. Obviously, he's worried about his cardio. Looks like looks like Button Beaver standing him up though, and he's wrapping around the waist and back suplex him.
That's amazing.
And he's got him down, hooks the leg. One, two. Bundy kicks out. But he's in there. Beaver's
now, Beaver
in there.
Grabs the foot and whips that leg back, working on the knee joint. Yeah. He wraps it around, puts it in a figure four leg lock, and immediately Mini Bundy grabs the boat. He grabs the rope, and they break the hole.
Unbelievable. One, two. Okay, Beaver did not hold on for the extra five count, folks. You know, if you
he wraps him up again. He pulls him to the center of the ring.
Yeah.
He reapplies. He reapplies the figure four leg lock, and he drops it, ladies and gentlemen, in the center of the square.
Center of the square circle. Come on, Beef. Let's see what
now,
you got.
Now, you know, if Bundy can get the weight and roll over,
yeah,
he can
reverse
the figure four leg lock.
And it looks like he's trying
to
do it.
He's definitely trying to do that as we speak.
He's rolling back and forth like a big bowling ball.
And the weight works in his favor, and he rolls it over. Oh, my goodness. Beaver's in a submission hold.
Beaver's in trouble, but he makes the rope.
He does get the rope. And Bundy is not breaking the hold. Bundy is not breaking the hold.
Two,
ladies and gentlemen,
4. And he finally breaks it.
Oh, that's awful.
If he breaks those, folks, just so you know, Dove, if you don't break the hold by the 5 count, you're
automatically. Disqualified.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody knows that or not. But
now, I don't know if you're looking. Bundy is kicking his foot in the bottom of the ring. Yep. Is he loading that boot? Did he put something to the front of that boot when he kicked it?
It could be. I'd have to see it. I can't get a clear angle on it.
Lock up. He flings Beaver into the rope. Yeah. Beaver comes back, and he catches him right in the face, and Beaver is laid out.
Oh, Beaver.
Right with that big loaded boot.
Whoa, am I seeing a crimson mask?
It looks like we have a blood trickle, yes,
oh,
sir.
Oh, no.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, this kid's been learning the hard way, so he's been in there the whole time, so he's got the blood off. Mini Bundy going in there, stomps on Beaver and keeps stomping him.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, please bear with us. We have a commercial break. We'll return momentarily. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Thank you for bearing with us. I have to say, with the 20-minute time limit, there's only 2 full minutes remaining in this match. Now, you missed some time because of the commercials. And I do apologize. Johnny Zero, what's happening?
We got the time limit down. It's on the thing. It's down to 10.
No. There's a minute and a half remaining. There's a minute and a half remaining on the schedule. I'm sorry, Johnny. See, what that is they're trying to break the hold in the corner, and that's the ring timer. But what I have before
is the actual
timer.
Got it,
I apologize,
sir. Okay, good. No worries, pal. Okay.
Now, Bundy's in the center of the ring. He's leaning on Beaver, and he's got that headlock, and he's just laying on his body. You said, it's a cardio issue.
Yeah, it must be. Anyway, Beaver's getting up. He's fighting his way out of it. Gives him elbows to the side.
Oh, my goodness. Look at that.
Elbow one.
It's working.
Three. He's broke the lock. Beaver has thrown Mini Bundy into the corner.
He bounces off.
He goes into the corner with a splash lariat, turns around, gives the number one sign, and is going for the bulldog headlock.
Oh, tremendous drop. Tremendous drop.
And he's going to cover him for the pin.
So we got one. Oh, my goodness. What, did he pin him? What happened? What happened in the ring?
The time limit must have ran out, man.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, as the results of a time limit draw, this match is an even split. There is no winner.
I don't know, Johnny. Well, I feel that Kid was rallying in the final moments.
Yeah.
And I thought I had a good beat on the time. It looked as though 30 seconds or so could have been remaining.
Yeah.
And I feel they might have rung the bell erroneously.
You may be right. I wouldn't doubt that you are. But, you know, you're talking to a promotion that you know, acquitted Ted Bundy. So
now, the reality of our situation is that we still have one more bout for the evening. Could the producers of the television program wanted to cut it off a little early so we could see the full match of the one and only Ingles facing off against Corporal Punishment?
Yes.
What are your thoughts,
sir? I think it'll be a good match. Shades of what, Hogan Volkoff or Wyndham Nikita? I don't know. I think it's a good match. I mean, they're both power wrestlers. I got to give the... Yeah, I gotta get
to the edge. Is just the champion, I would assume.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now,
he's the best wrestler in the world. In an effort
to remain for the remaining of the TV program on this bout, we're going to take an extended commercial break at this time. When we return in the ring, we'll be bringing in the world's heavyweight champion.
Absolutely.
Stay tuned.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to episode number 26 of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. This is the 6:05 Sunday Night Wrestling Edition. The world's heavyweight champion is about to take on the challenger of the one, the only, Corporal Punishment. And that's the theme music.
How could he use the song?
Well, that's his TV show.
What a bruising.
Oh, here comes Corporal Punishment. He's wearing the flamethrower. The fans love him, Johnny. It's a beautiful thing.
Fans, he is stomping to the beat of the song. Listen to it. It's how slow he's staring around. Here we go.
Oh, and he fires off the flamethrower.
Oh, my God.
My goodness.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. He's staring at us across the...
That's right. Hello, Corporal. Good luck tonight, sir. Facing off against the transvestite, Charlotte Ingles.
Oh, you're crazy.
Ladies and gentlemen, your challenger for the World Heavyweight Championship, Corporal Punishment.
They love him, Johnny. The fans adore him.
Wait, do you hear that?
Oh, God, the dog.
Yeah, it's Neckbeard.
The fucking dog.
What's wrong with the dog, man?
Oh, here's that awful theme music.
It's great. And it...
Ladies and gentlemen, ascending to the ring, the world's heavyweight champion, the Frontiersman, Mr. Ingles!
And visibly, the fans do not like Mr. Ingles. They're over the champion. They want to have a new defender of the crown, and he gets into the ring.
What are you talking about? What is it? What are you talking about, man?
Well, just beat him then. TV Dad Wrestling is real, man. I mean, if somebody can beat him for the, go beat him for the title then. I mean, let's see what happens in this match. How do you see this match working out?
Corporal Punishment's going to destroy this champion.
You think so?
Destroy him.
Okay, well, let's see. They go and lock up. Looks like Ingles has the... Okay, Corporal Punishment does have him against the... in the turnbuckle. They're calling for a... One, two...
Calling for a break. And he jabs an eye poke in the Frontiersman's eyes. And he does an elbow on the Frontiersman. Okay, man, you might be right.
Picks up the Frontiersman, and it's a backbreaker. He's got him on the ground, and he's using the bottom rope to stomp his chin, his foot into his chin to choke the man. And the referee's calling one, two, three, four. And he lets go at the last second.
What a gnarly match, Johnny.
Well, it looks like this guy's really taking advantage of the rules here. He's throwing him out of the ring now. Ingles is going out of the ring.
Thank goodness. Throw the trash out. Throw the trash out onto the floor.
Can you call the match, sir?
I just did.
Can you call the match?
The trash is on the floor. The soon-to-be new world champion in the center of the ring, bringing in the Fourth Reich and their dominance in pro wrestling today.
Oh, my God. And here comes Sheikh Abdul Cleaver.
A beautiful display from the back of the auditorium.
He's giving up for what? Emotional support?
He's waving the flag. Now, Johnny, if you look.
What is that? The Iran flag?
The bottom of that flag is carved into a razor point edge, sir.
Why is that?
I don't know. Perhaps when they are trying to put the flag into the ring itself to claim wrestling. Oh, my goodness. And Mr. Ingles is back in the ring facing off against Corporal Punishment.
Yeah. And it looks like Corporal Punishment has sent him into the Rose Irish Whip. But the Sheik Cleaver grabbed his boot.
I saw that.
And he fell face first.
The trash has fallen onto the floor. Ladies and gentlemen, it's astounding. Johnny, are you okay? Are you upset because the trash has fallen?
No. I'm just trying to call the match, man.
Oh, by all means do so, sir.
Yes.
Corporal Punishment is taking over the match. He is locked up in an arm bar, and he drops his weight against that shoulder. He's working on the left shoulder of the world's champion, the effeminate, the one, the only, Charlotte Ingle.
You're talking about the man that like lives like Live Free or Die, the TV show. You
Live Free or Die. That's where all the homosexuals are. You didn't know that?
What are you kidding me?
This man
saddles his own horses.
He likes horses.
He's been alive since 1860.
He likes to hop on them. I gotta tell you, he's an old guy and he likes them. He likes the boys young.
Can you just call the match?
I'm calling the match. Corporal Punishment's working that left arm tremendously. He's wrapping it up. He keeps elbowing it. He's using his knee against it. He's gonna break that man in half.
All right. Well, it looks like the Frontiersman's starting to mail in on offense coming back. He comes back around, twists around the arm around, gets an arm bar, takes down Corporal Punishment, twists in the arm bar, but he's too close and the ring ropes are locked up. And he breaks the hold, as Ingles plays by the rules here. Now he comes back, and he's picked up Corporal Punishment and has bench-pressed him above his head and slammed him on the mat.
What a tremendous victory for the transvestite Charlotte Ingles to pick up such a massive, fantastic athlete.
He is a pretty big guy. I mean, how big is Corporal Punishment?
Much bigger than the transvestite Charlotte Ingles.
350?
Good 380 of muscle, sir.
I'm just saying. What is he, 360, 380?
380 of muscle. I just said it, sir.
All right, and how tall? How tall is he?
6'9", sir. He's tremendous. No, I have no idea. I'm just fucking with you. I have no idea how tall he is.
All right.
He's a big boy, though.
Yeah. Okay, looks like Ingles is whipping him in.
Johnny, I don't know if you see this. But what? Somebody's going over and they're putting on a flamethrower. You have him in the corner, and he's why on earth is the Sheik putting on a fucking flamethrower?
It's
beyond me. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm a little scared. Yeah. We just got these fucking microphones.
Yeah.
They just gave them to us, and here we are, right around the squared circle, and hijinks are about to ensue. Johnny, what? Oh my goodness! Here is Neckbeard running away from the back of the arena with the flag in his teeth, and he has cornered the Sheik, and he is unable to use the flamethrower.
Unbelievable.
Well, it looks what is Sheik doing there now with the flamethrower? Is there somebody? Where's Griffith?
I don't know if you saw this, but Neckbeard has bitten the fuel line of said flamethrower, so it is inactive and unable to be used at the premises. However, the dog has gotten gasoline all over himself. This is going to be interesting.
Oh no!
I don't know, Johnny.
I'm not going to stay in here and let that happen, dude.
I have really bad news for you.
No.
We have 15 seconds of TV time remaining, unfortunately, we are in the middle of the squared circle with the world's heavyweight champion. He's facing off against corporal punishment. Dog has come out. He's destroyed.
All right, Engels is looking over at, let's see if his dog's okay. Corporal Punishment tries to come up with a double axe handle from behind. Ingles with an elbow to the midsection.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to keep you as long as we can.
Take a ride on the wild side. For your free tickets to the Jerry Springer Show, call 312-321-5365.